During excursions into the mountains, you may come across small, more or less round, puddles of water. They are called watering holes, which speak for themselves. They enable grazing animals to quench their thirst. In actual fact, these puddles are veritable microcosms still to be understood, and the focus of numerous environmental recovery projects along the Alps. For centuries, in early summer, cows are taken up to graze in the mountains, also in areas without streams or springs. Hence the need to create small reserves of water by exploiting the natural depressions of the land, made impermeable with pressed clay or with compacted beech leaves. These miniature pools, if we can call them that, have also become the ideal habitat for numerous species of amphibians and so-called specialized insects, with a non-secondary role in protecting biodiversity. An easily visible example when approaching a pool is the water treader, an insect with a long body that can skate over the surface of the water. In spring, frogs return to the puddle where they were born to mate and lay their eggs. The eggs hatch, giving life to tadpoles. The frogs form in their aquatic period, which we can observe in the months of May to June. Recently, in the small lake in Ortenella, the typical red alpine frog, once considered a delicacy by the locals, has been replaced by the green frog from the plain. Is climate change to blame for that?